The NDC is adopting a one-on-one approach to canvass votes in the run-up to the general election. As part of this, the Dododio constituency has inaugurated its women and youth committees. The committees, which are made up of 60 youth and 62 women, will have at least 100 households under their responsibility. They have been tasked to visit one house a week to listen to the concerns of residents in the constituency and sell the NDC's message to them. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana after inaugurating the committees, the Member of Parliament for the Dododio and Minister of Youth and Sports, Nilanthi Vanderpoel, said with this strategy, the NDC will win the election without resorting to violence.
We have divided the constituency into sets, and for every woman organizer, we've given her about 100 houses. Her responsibility every week is to visit all these 100 houses, talk to all the women in the houses, know their problems, and convey their problems to the constituency executive for us to work on them. With these committees we are putting in place, it keeps us closer to the people, because almost every day somebody is coming to talk to you. You have a message for you from the MP, message for you from the constituency executive. It won't be the MP and the constituency chairman or executive fellow. We have a lot of people on the ground to work for us. We had elections. After elections, there were problems. We've reconciled the party. We built the party into a united force. And so this is the time we brought everybody on board. Everybody has put his differences behind. And then we are going to work together as a family to achieve the result. It takes two to tango. That's what our philosophers say. I can give you one assurance. As I stand here, I believe sincerely that as a Minister of Youth and Sports, I must set good example for the youth to follow. And as such, I have told my people, even in the case of extreme provocation, we must be peaceful. We must remain focused. We have done a lot. So let's rather, instead of fighting and being violent and engaging in violent activities, let's rather go out there and sell our message. Let people know what we have done. Because the person who is bringing a fight, because the person hasn't got a message. That's why the person wants to use violence and things. So instead of the person coming with violence and you meeting the person with violence, when the person comes with violence, give the person your message. And your message is able to disarm that person. Words are stronger and powerful than thought. And I'm very sure that with our words and the things that we have done, the achievements we have chalked in this constituency, there won't be the need for us to take cudgels, cutlasses, machetes, and fight anybody. They may come in 100 directions, but our words will disperse them in 1,000 directions.